Burger King. Take your holla.
Yeah, what's up? How you flame broil the burger? I'm gonna try to do that at home. How do you flame broil it, man? What's that mean? Flame broil.
Thanks for calling Burger King Cool Springs. This is Carrie.
Yeah, one quick question.
Uh-huh.
What's flame broil?
Flame broil?
Yeah.
It's like a grill.
So I could do that at home, right?
Yeah.
I could flame broil?
Yeah. On your grill.
Let me see. What's the podcast that's always funny?
What was that?
What's the podcast that's always funny?
I didn't understand you.
What's the podcast that's always funny?
I don't know.
Manger Dog Radio, whoop doo. Let me ask you one quick question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get the grill to, like, the broil? The broil part?
It's the flame. It's the flame that broils it.
Flame broil it.
Mm-hmm.
How come I can't make it taste the same at home? I gotta come to Burger King to make it.
I have no idea.
What's the chemical they put in that?
No.
Steroid?
No chemicals.
100% USDA grade A beef?
Oh, yeah.
Where you get grade B beef from?
Sir?
Crystal?
I've got to go. Thank you for calling.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I'm sorry if I wasted your whoop-de-doo.
That's okay.
Blessed.
Now hit that thing, user!
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never runny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Live! From Turkeyville, Montana. The home of the gobbledygoo and the whoop-de-doo. It's your host, Jesse Perry, from the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo, everybody!
Etc. Greetings, hello, ladies and germs. I am Jesse Perry. Welcome to the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo, sir.
With me, as always, is our fun engineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
It's fun to be here.
And you know what? We're the only ones here this week.
No Shawnee.
No Sean. We're doing this, and I haven't prepared. But I am ready to attempt to entertain the good people of the internet.
Yay, internet people. Just the adults here today, Jesse.
That's right. Just 18 the and up.
The big boys of comedy.
That's right.
The like men. How do you like that?
But let's not, let the fact that Sean is 14 years old detract from what we're doing here.
And the only one of us with a checkbook.
That's true. How sad. I have all of my savings in a Ziploc bag.
What is this savings thing I'm hearing about?
I think it's where you hide stuff under your bed.
My life is a constant exchange of car titles and $5 bills.
It's been so long since I've seen a five. George Washington, that guy's on all the money, isn't
he? He's raking it in, man. He gets a cut of that, doesn't he? We got our coffee, Jesse. We got coffee.
That's right. We are drinking coffee.
We're men.
We're sitting here. We got mugs of coffee.
It's 6:30 at night.
With Starbucks on them. I feel like this is more of a view kind of show.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark, how's your vagina?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Jesse.
Oh,
had a little accident this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, what happened?
Well, it's a little bit disgusting. Let's just put it this way. The women's room at the Travelers America truck stop will never be the same again.
Hello!
I'm just saying, don't use
Hello!
That diaper changing station.
I'm saying. Where's the rim shot?
Hey!
Where's the rim
shot? Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
Hold on. Rim shot? Oh. Yeah, we can edit it in.
You know, these came a little bit faster when you were at... very nice. That reminds me, we have a clip up on mangydog.com,
yeah?
Your source for us acting stupid. A great 15-minute clip of Mr. Anunson at Zany's. It's a fantastic clip.
Thank
Please
you,
go
sir.
To Mangy Dog, check it out.
Listen, No, I'm just agreeing with you. I'm not cutting you off.
I was in total agreement. I will.
No, sir.
You know, enough diddle daddle.
Let's get right down to the
enough fiddle faddle.
Let's get to the whoop-de-doo.
Enough pish posh.
What?
Enough kerfuffle.
Enough marshmallows.
Enough marshmallows, Mr. Anunson. Thank you.
Yes.
We, you know, even though Sean isn't here, we have something kind of special.
Yeah.
Something kind of sweet. Something kind of
retarded.
Retarded. That's right. It's the Dead Dead.
Our favorite band.
That's right. And they have a great new single. They're letting us world premiere.
Whoa.
Right here, a few weeks after they posted it on their MySpace page. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the Dead Dead with Gardening in Space. Only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo. Dead Dead with Gardening in Space. Please check those guys out. Aren't they great, Mark?
I love them.
They're fantastic, and you can hear plenty of them at their website, myspace.com/thedeaddead.
Or you can just go to thedeaddead.com, and it'll take you there.
Holy
crap. Yeah, technologies.
I tell you what, it is getting all 1999 up in here.
How did they do that?
I don't know.
Kids say the darndest things.
You said it, Mark.
How's your son doing? Mm.
You're obviously talking, of course, about Dig Dug.
Yes.
Not so good.
Oh, no.
Not so good. He died. He died. He had food poisoning or neglect, one of those.
I'm sorry to bring that up.
Yeah.
My bags. You know, should we erase that part?
Hey, no. It's cool. Nobody listens to this. Don't
that's
worry
true.
About it.
Good point.
It is your bag. Speaking of bags, that's what we threw him in. before we chucked him in the river. But the good news is Mexico adoption agencies are always open. So we got a new kid.
Oh, congratulations.
He's a little bit older. He's a more mature kid. His name's BioShock. Already stabbed the wife.
Nice.
Yeah. So
maybe she wasn't listening.
I'm thinking it's going to work out.
Very good, Jesse. I didn't mean to bring that up. Wow. Hey, I feel like crap.
A lot of confessions being spilled here on the Whoop-De-Doo.
Maybe your personal life should be kept out of the podcast.
That's true. It brings everything down in an uncomfortable way. But you know what brings everything back up?
No, I don't.
Me neither. But I sure do hope it's some stand-up comedy.
Yippity-yay!
Now, a couple weeks ago, I was in Memphis.
Tennessee?
Performing with, yes.
Okay.
Performing with Mr. Mo Alexander.
Oh, yes.
And he was kind enough to send me a clip from his YouTube page, youtube.com/Mo Alexander, oddly enough.
Weird.
And this is a clip of him at a Comedy Zone somewhere. So kick back and enjoy the comedy of Mo Alexander. Kill somebody.
whole fell into a fire because I'm hungry. I pinched myself, I laughed. I did, and I'm like, oh my God, that nigga crispy. That is hilarious. He crispy.
Yeah, what y'all got on that buffet for the evening dinner up down there on the buffet?
It's tacos. We have steak and baked potato. We have different chicken.
Different chicken? Like
no,
Tetrazzini?
Just different things. We have fried chicken.
Y'all got pork chop on there tonight, man? Pork chop?
Hold on. No, let me check for you. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
No, we just have lasagna, grilled chicken, and steak tonight.
Oh, lasagna, man. What y'all trying to be Italian up in there, man? This is a truck stop. Ain't nobody want your lasagna. You know what I'm saying? Ma'am?
Okay, well, you're more than welcome to come in and have something from the menu.
Oh, y'all got pork chop on the menu?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's all I needed to know is y'all got all-you-can-eat pork chop on the menu.
No, it's not all-you-can-eat.
I could order all you could eat.
I'm sorry?
Say I order a pork chop, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I pay you for it. Then I could order another pork chop.
And pay the same.
And then pay you for it again.
Right.
And then if I wanted one more pork chop, that one's free.
He's messing around.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I was calling about the pork chop buffet.
Okay.
You don't have it on the buffet.
Not right now. We had it earlier for lunch.
Oh, I should have got down there, but I'm on the road. If I order a pork chop, I'll pay you for it. But then say I want another pork chop, I could pay you for it, right? I could keep ordering it.
Yes, what kind of pork chop you look? I mean,
yeah,
we have pork chops on the menu.
Right, I order a pork chop. I want it. I'll pay you for every one I eat. So I eat a pork chop, I pay you. Then I order another one, I pay you, not the buffet.
We have a pork chop dinner, which has three pork chops.
All right, I order a pork chop dinner, I eat it, and then I pay it. But I could order another one, I'll pay for it.
Sure, we can work something out.
And then if I wanted one more to go, that one's free.
No.
You've been doing this a long time, haven't you?
Yes,
I
have.
I can't pull nothing on you. But you get three pork chops with one dinner. I'll buy one pork chop dinner, three. Two sides with that?
Pork chop dinner comes with salad bar. And comes with salad bar on the side, I think.
Oh, what else do I need?
I can't think of anything else.
All right, I'll get a pork chop dinner.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure. Hold it.
Hang on.
I don't want to quote you my life history and be wrong about it.
Well, you should know.
Where's the pork chop? Boneless pork chop dinner,
$10.99. Oh,
come on. You can eat soup and salad bar and your choice of vegetable or baked potato plus garlic toast. Can you beat that?
$10.99. Oh, look, check it out. I'm going to order the all-you-can-eat buffet, but then I'm also going to order a pork chop with it for
$20. For $20? Sounds like a deal. We'll see you in a little bit, okay?
All right, hold me a table. My name's Ramon.
Your name's what?
Ramon.
Ramon, okay.
With a K.
With a K, all right.
Mark and Unson, that's one of the finest pork chop negotiations
Thank
I've
you,
ever
sir.
Heard.
Thank you, sir.
And before that, we heard Mo Alexander, the stand-up of Mo Alexander.
Hey, Mo.
Thanks to Mo for sending us that clip.
What a guy.
Now, if you don't mind, Mark, you may want to cue up the echo.
Yeah, okay.
But it's time for another jazzatorial. Greetings, citizens. Proud American Jesse Perry here. Republicans are dumb, whatever. Later, jazzatorial.
Okay, Jesse. Do it for real this time.
No, that's it.
Come on, dude, seriously.
No.
All right, from the top.
I spent 3 days writing that.
I know. Sounded like, what effort? Good effort, dude.
Look, I work really hard
you
on this show.
You don't do crap. Look, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you just waltzing in here, blobbity whoopty doo, blobbity blue, libbity blue, blah blue, and upload it in Fungineer. I'm sick of it.
That hurts. That hurts. You think you can do better?
Yeah, I know
I can.
You think
you can do better on your own?
Yes. Get the hell off your own podcast.
Good.
You're fired.
No, I quit.
No.
I quit.
I don't. Either way.
I hate you. I wish you were dead.
I wish. You're dead to me. Oh, crap. What am I going to do? All right. Quick timeout, folks. Quick timeout.
Pick up. It's an emergency.
Hello.
Hey, Sean.
Sean Parrott here.
Hey, Sean.
Sean Parrott, world famous comedian, well-known comedian of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo. Maybe you've heard of me.
Hey, got a big emergency. I need you to get down to the Happy for Apathy Studios located on Mangy Dog Road.
Okay, I'll be there in one second.
Hey, Mark.
Hey,
what's
Mark.
Up? Oh, hey, Sean. Glad you can make it.
What's happening?
Well, had a little incident here.
Oh, with who?
Do you remember that guy Jesse who this is his podcast?
Jesse Case?
Oh no, but wouldn't that be cool if we were on his podcast?
Oh, he's
funny.
Yeah,
yeah. The hat and everything. No. Jesse Perry, remember that guy? Angry fella.
I remember an angry
always
fella.
Yells at us during the podcast.
Yeah. points his finger. Yeah, a lot of finger
right
pointing.
In our face. Right.
Yeah.
I had to let him go today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tried to half-ass his way through another jessitorial, whatever the heck that is.
I don't like our brand.
Yeah, yeah. Republican. Yeah. Hit that theme music. Yeah. He's, yeah. I had to let him go.
Dick. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, you want to do like some funny stuff?
Yeah,
I mean,
you
want to
do a podcast?
Some funny stuff.
Yeah. What do you want to do, Mr. Cheap?
I don't have Mr. Cheap. I got one of those things that I do. One of those rock and roll things.
All right,
do one of those.
Let's do a rock and roll thing after these messages.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so debonair. Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Or watch out, the gals will all pursue ya.
Get Brill Cream today.
Hello and welcome to the unofficial and incorrect history of rock and roll. The year was 1969. Heavy metal rockers Led Zeppelin were in Seattle for the Seattle Pop Festival, where they stayed at the famous Edgewater Hotel, a favorite attraction because you could bring a fishing pole and be an angler right out of your bedroom window. As the story goes, the four young Brits with a penchant for pussy were pleasuring a plucky young groupie when Bonzo, Zepp drummer John Bonham, reeled in a mud shark. And do you know what they did with it? Well, maybe this equation will answer your question. Mud shark plus vagina equals holy Toledo! But that's only half of it. The unofficial and incorrect history of rock and roll is here to tell you the rest of this unbelievable true story. What the legend doesn't tell you is that the supposed groupie was actually Helgameth the Sea Hag with the vagina of the limitless fathoms, who Bonzo had caught just minutes before the mud shark. So, when Led Zeppelin introduced the mud shark into the gaping chasm of Helgameth, it was like throwing a toothpick into a black hole, or like putting your penis into the Octomom. This has been another installment of the unofficial and incorrect history of rock and roll.
What's that?
What? Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're back.
Oh.
It's weird without Jesse.
Yeah.
He would, at this point, he'd tell us what to do.
Maybe we should just yell.
And not in a nice way. He would be like, all right, now we're doing this bit. Get ready, Fungineer.
Shut up!
We don't have Jesse anymore.
Yeah, thank goodness.
What should we do?
Well,
what does Jesse hate? Let's do something Jesse hates.
Black people.
Absolutely hates black people. We can't do... Want to do one?
Well, we could do some rap music. Let's rap people... Those people, do they do rap music?
Yeah, you want to do a rap?
Yeah,
all right, let's do a
rap.
Let's make one up on the fly. Here we go. Improvisational rap.
Yo.
Off the cuff.
Come on.
Take two.
What?
Yeah.
Take two.
Let me hear it, son.
The second take, you know, it ain't fake. Give me some money. Give me a rake.
Yeah.
Give me something to put in my hand. I'll put it upside your head. My favorite band in the world. Yeah, it's Dead Dead.
Dead Dead?
This podcast rocks.
Rocks.
I don't wear socks.
No.
I live in a neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
It ain't got no blocks.
What?
Check it.
What?
Check.
What?
Check.
What?
Yeah.
What time?
Word. I walk down Bell Road. I don't like snow. I don't like rain. I don't like weather, yo.
Yeah.
I don't like anything. I don't even own a television.
Right.
That's how weird I am.
Weird.
I got all the raps. I like M&M's. Not the rapper, the candy man.
Yeah.
They don't melt in your mouth. They melt in your hand.
Weird.
What the hell? I said that. Say it again.
You said it back.
Yeah.
You said it back.
Yo, yo, yo. Waffle House. It's my soul. Bunch of burrito. Eating on the floor.
On the floor?
Roll around in dog poop.
What?
I don't care. Scoop, scoop, scoop.
Scoop.
I don't smell.
Scoop.
All other rappers can go to hell. Well,
scoop.
Huh?
Scoop.
Yeah.
Scoop.
Go there, buddy.
Scoop.
Keep right there.
Yeah.
Go to where? Here we go.
H1.
Spin it. We fired Jesse Perry. We said that already. Maybe we didn't. Maybe he was a fairy. Maybe he got in my face one too many times. Maybe I won't even give him a dime to get home. Maybe he'll have to walk. Rap.
So.
Sean Parrott, Mark Anunsen.
Yeah. We did it without anybody else.
We don't need him on his own podcast. We can do his podcast without him.
Yeah.
But it would be, you know, it'd be nice to know if we could find out where Jesse's performing.
Yeah, I wish I knew where he's
glad
performing.
You asked, guys.
Hey Jesse.
I'll be performing June 23rd at Zany's right here in Nashville. Hope to see you there.
Yay. It's so good to see him. I bear him no ill will.
See you later, guys.
We should do another podcast with him.
Yeah.
Huh? Let's give him another chance.
Well, okay.
It's probably my fault.
Hey, where are you going to be, Mark? Where are you going to be?
I got nothing.
No?
No. Where are you
going to
be?
I'm going to be performing at the Asheville Comedy Festival.
Get out of my face right now.
From July 16th through the 18th.
What?
One of those shows. I know. It's amazing. With such luminaries as Chad Ryden.
Yay. And?
That's about it. He's about as famous as they get.
Wow. Congratulations.
And Tim Northern.
He's all right. On behalf of the host of the show, Jesse Perry, and the talent, it's the Fungineer, Mark Nunson, wishing you happy holidays.
Hit that theme music!
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never running. It's the Mangy Dog Radio